Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us again on WKOK Sunrise. Our first interview with Sophia Juan, now posted at WKOK.com. That's on our podcast page. Thank you, Rob Setter, fabulous producer. In the studio now, guests to talk about the Pennsylvania Wildlife Leadership Academy. Michelle Kittle is here. She's executive director of the Pennsylvania Wildlife Leadership Academy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Happy to. Good morning.
Oh, I do appreciate it. You have to get up early in the morning to start talking about something I never heard of that's right around here. So I'm glad that you're here to explain that. And we have one of the students who participated in the program with us. Jackson Martin is here. He's a Lewisburg High School ninth grader. And you're here to tell us you have been in the program, right?
Yes.
When did you attend, and what did you specifically study while you were there?
I attended this past summer, and I attended the Drummers Field School, which is all about the ruffed grouse.
Okay, the Drummers Field School. And, of course, if people hunt or fish around here or spend some time in the outdoors, you know the grouse are going to be drumming shortly. So this is that time. I always wondered what it was. I thought there was a work site nearby when I was out fishing, and the drummers would be out there. Okay, well, Michelle, tell us about the Pennsylvania Wildlife Leadership Academy, please.
Well, we are in our 14th year this year, and in short, our mission or our vision is to educate and empower the next generation of conservation leaders.
And how do you do that?
We do that through, well, it's really a two-part program for the students and then a lifelong experience, we feel. And the two-part program is that we're training these kids, especially Pennsylvania kids, to become conservation ambassadors. And that begins with them attending one of our summer field schools. And we have six different curriculums. They focus on deer, trout, bass, turkey, grouse, and bear. That's
okay,
six,
and he
right?
was a drummer, so he was in the grouse school. I complain a lot. I should be in the grouse school. No, that's a different kind of grouse. Never mind. Okay, so and are these free, and where are they? How long are they? Sort of give me some of the specifications.
The field school itself is 5 days and 4 nights. It's residential, so it's overnight. It's basically a summer camp, but it's very academic, very rigorous, wouldn't you say, Jackson?
Yes, definitely.
And the kids are in the classroom learning, and they're out in the field learning. So we use that species, whatever the subject is, as a springboard to teach about biology, ecology, habitat management. They're collecting plants, or they're in the stream, collecting the bugs in the stream to understand the fish habitat better. So it's a very hands-on experience. And we bring the experts in to teach these kids. So they're getting an experience that they might not get anywhere else, where they're learning from the deer biologist in the state, or the folks from the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission or the Pennsylvania Game Commission are coming in to teach the kids about those species.
All right. Well, you have had John Arway, who's been in these chairs a number of times. He's not only, of course, the former director of the Fish and Boat Commission, but he's a researcher, really knows his stuff there. The cost, tell me about that.
Yes, it's a $500 tuition fee, but we offer scholarships.
Okay, so yeah, you have some good sponsors who are on board. Your website's very informative. And where is the school based?
So our office is here in Lewisburg. However, we are based in the summer field schools are out right on the border of Clinton and Center County, right near Lamar.
And that's where the students would stay?
Yep, they stay there. It's a church summer camp that we rent their facilities. And so the classroom space is nice, wouldn't you say, Jackson?
Yeah, it's a pretty nice place.
It's a good place to set up for science labs. A lot of this stuff would be portable.
Yeah.
Jackson, tell us a typical day. Start us about 5 in the morning or whenever the day starts, and walk us through a day at camp.
Usually, yeah, you wake up about around like 6:30, 6:40, and then you go down to the main spot, and first thing you do, kind of,
Was it start out with a lecture, or you do hands-on?
Yeah, we'd kind of talk about what we were going to do throughout the day, and then you'd go to breakfast, and then depending on the day, you'd do something out in the field. Like some days we went to a gun range one day and learned about hunting dogs, and we got to shoot some shotguns and I think 22s, or you'd collect plants and press them. And then another day we also learned how to use trackers, like on a bear or something.
Okay, now are all the students doing the same thing, or do the different divisions break out?
It depends on the program, right? But one thing they all do is they get to dissect the species, so that's always really interesting. So at the Grouse Field School, Jackson would have dissected grouse, and I think you did some comparative anatomy, right?
I had to sit out for the dissection. I couldn't take it.
You didn't like it.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
Are you a hunter by chance?
No, I'm mostly a fisher.
Okay, so you do fishing. So, well, you've cleaned fish, so that's sort of...
I also sit out
for
that.
Same thing. Okay, so skip that. All right. And what was the best part? So you were at the Wildlife Academy last year, and you're going to the Leadership Academy next year. What's the best part about this?
I think just getting to learn about a specific animal. I had no idea, what a ruffed grouse was. I had no idea it was even our state bird. And then... Now I know so much about it, and it's actually, I think it's just really cool.
Well, and I think grouse are very indicative of the ecology of an area. If an area is thriving and relatively untouched and the woodlands doing all right, the grouse are prevalent. But if there's too much logging or too much, too much of our built-out community nearby, the grouse go away. So they're like a barometer.
Yeah, that we actually learned about that. Like, they're one of these certain kind of species that if they're flourishing, then you know that the wildlife is doing really good. But if their numbers are dropping, then that means just the habitat isn't that great at the moment.
Right, or they're being overhunted, one or the other. Either one of those could happen. Okay, so what are you going to study in this upcoming summer?
Well, I'm actually not doing it this next summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Pennsylvania Wildlife Leadership Academy, you're here to tell us that, of course, they're going to get great knowledge, but you're also going to give them a little jolt that does this leadership thing so that they're spokespeople.
That's right. So at the field school, they learn leadership skills as well. They learn how to present to the public. They do team building activities. And then part of our program, and I have a staff member dedicated to this, Katie, she mentors the students as they go back to their home communities. So we had kids from 50 counties in the program last year, and they go back and give back through education, service, media engagement, creative arts, and outdoor mentorship, and we guide them through that process as best they can. And then if they excel in that, they are invited to return to field school to be mentors for the next class of students, and they can continue to go up the line with us.
Jackson, are you a future mentor?
It might be a future possibility.
Okay, you would think about that. Do you have a field of study where you're going to continue to progress, not necessarily with the academy? You have a lot of interest in the outdoors?
I have a lot of interest in marine biology, which is study of aquatic animals.
Okay, well, we got lots of water around here, so that you're going to be lucky. You won't have to go too far. Now, as soon as you learn more about the vernal pools, I want you to come back and talk to us, because that's a new area for me, this idea that a pool would be there one week and not the next, but the animals stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fish go under the mud, and it's just...
That's really neat.
It's ridiculous, in my view, so that nature works that well. But honest, Pete, I want you to come back and tell us about that. Well, we're going to have to kind of summarize a little bit here. Give folks information, sort of the pitch, if they might be interested in knowing more.
Sure. I say if you're an adult listening and you know a student or a teenager, 14 to 17-year-old, like Jackson, that has an interest in the outdoors, you can nominate them to apply to the field school, and then we'll send that student more information. So they can simply Google Wildlife Leadership Academy, go to wildlifeleadershipacademy.org, nominate that student, and then they can find out about the program and decide for themselves if they want to spend the summer with us.
And you are looking for more kids at this point?
To apply, yeah. It's a competitive experience, but yeah. Our goal is to let kids know about the experience so they can apply and be involved if they want to be involved.
You get more applications than you can take.
We do.
How many students do you take?
We take 100 right now, so 20 per field school.
Okay. Well, keep in touch. WildlifeLeadershipAcademy.org, 501c3 nonprofit,
that's
right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
We always try to make that clear to folks. Michelle Kittle's executive director, and our good student here is Jackson Martin. Jackson, you can go through life knowing that you are the only young person I've interviewed, but I've interviewed both of your parents as well. We talked to Rachel. Of course, Rachel works at the Wise Center for the Performing Arts, yep. And your father's Dr. Chris Martin. Do you think plants are cool, too?
Sometimes. Sometimes they are. I find animals and things like that more interesting, though.
And fish.
Yes.
And fish. So, well, thank you so much, Jackson. You're a good egg. I appreciate you coming in. Jackson's the ninth grader at the Lewisburg Area School District and a graduate of the Pennsylvania Wildlife Leadership Academy and maybe a mentor there someday. I appreciate you both coming in today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.